Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden wasted no time getting to work today after taking the oath of office. Biden quickly signed a stack of executive actions. Meanwhile, NPR Scott Detrow reports that the new White House press secretary met with the press corps.
4 years ago, the Trump administration's first briefing set the tone for a contentious, often hostile relationship between the White House and the press. Jen Psaki began this briefing on a much different note.
There will be moments when we disagree, and there will certainly be days where we disagree for extensive parts of the briefing, even perhaps. But we have a common goal, which is sharing accurate information with the American people.
Psaki says the Biden White House will brief the press every weekday, another departure from the Trump administration. In the briefing, she announced that Dr. Anthony Fauci will join a World Health Organization meeting Thursday. Biden is bringing the U.S. back into the WHO, reversing Trump's decision to withdraw. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
One of the orders signed by President Biden restores the DACA program, which shields undocumented immigrants brought to the United States when they were children. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin says it is only a first step toward long overdue justice for so-called dreamers.
Over the years, I've come to the floor with the most persuasive approach I can think of to pass the DREAM Act and make it the law of the land. I tell their stories. These stories show what's at stake when we consider DACA and the DREAM Act. It is not a theory. It is not just a law. These are real human lives.
Durbin says that Congress needs to pass legislation that would provide a path to citizenship for dreamers and help secure their futures. Several small celebrations have been held in Oakland, California, to honor Kamala Harris, a native daughter who became the nation's first Black, Indian, and woman vice president. From member station KQED, Raquel Maria Dillon reports that many people in Oakland are relieved and cautiously hopeful about the incoming administration.
A cafe serving takeout only blasted the inauguration from a loudspeaker just around the corner from where Kamala Harris launched her White House bid. David Paniagua watched the festivities at the U.S. Capitol on his phone while walking downtown's mostly empty streets. He said President Biden's call for unity felt right to him.
The 4 years seemed like 8 years. It was a very difficult time for, I think, for everyone. I mean, even dealing with friends that were Republicans. It became a difficult situation, try to meet in the middle. Sometimes we lost friends over it.
Paniagua said he's hopeful that young people will be inspired by seeing a woman of color as vice president. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Oakland.
On Wall Street, stocks rose to new highs on hopes for a new round of stimulus to help boost the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial soared 257 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. Senate has confirmed President Biden's nominee for Director of National Intelligence. Avril Haines was confirmed by a vote of 84 to 10 after lawmakers agreed to fast-track her nomination. Haines is the first woman in that post. She serves as Deputy CIA Director in the Obama administration. Pope Francis says he prays that God will guide Joe Biden's efforts to bring reconciliation in the United States. As NPR's Silvio Poggioli reports, the Pope sent the message only minutes after Biden was sworn into office.
Francis said he hopes President Biden will work toward a society marked by true justice, freedom, and respect for the rights and dignity of every person, especially the poor, the vulnerable, and those with no voice. Under your leadership, he added, may the American people continue to draw strength from the lofty political, ethical, and religious values that have inspired the nation since its founding. The Pope said grave crises facing our human family call for far-sighted and united responses. Meanwhile, the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference is vowing to continue to fight Biden over policies that the bishops say advance moral evils, such as abortion, contraception, marriage, and gender. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
The Canadian owner of the Keystone XL pipeline says the company is halting construction after President Biden revoked authorization for the project. The plan was to transport roughly 800,000 barrels of oil daily from Alberta to the U.S. Gulf Coast by way of South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, and Oklahoma. This is NPR News.
Support for